Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for May the 11th, 2009. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
Please bow your heads. First, I will start off by saying Happy Mother's Day. It's a day late, but here in Jefferson County in the court, we meet today, and for those on this court that have their mother, be thankful, and those without, just like in our county, we wish and bless all the mothers in our county. Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom, wisdom to lead this county in the right direction like we are doing, wisdom to have all of the other elected officials in Jefferson County do the same. Lord, we ask that you keep each and every family that have a loved one that's a way of fighting wars, keep them together and strong. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our nation's great flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May God continue to bless America and all the mothers. Okay, first are items under purchasing. Item A, award IFB bridge replacement on the South Pine Island Road at Green Pond Gully to APAC in the amount of $401,737.76. Item B, execute, receive, and file the contract for the bridge replacement on Pine Island in the amount stated in item A. Item C, award IFB bridge replacement on Galding Road at Bayou Den to Diamond K Construction in the amount of $333,090.99. Then item D is the execution, receipt, and filing of that contract. Item E, execute, receive, and file concession agreement for IFB for automobile rental car concessions at the South Texas Regional Airport with Hertz Corporation. The contract commences on the date of beneficial occupancy as determined by the airport manager and shall expire at the end of the month following 36 months after the commencement date. Item F, G, H, and I have been tabled. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order number two, which is an increase of $18,847.60 to the contract with Weatherproofing Technologies, Inc., for metal panel repairs at Ford Park to prepare and paint all 8-inch beam structural steel located above the stage area of Ford Park Pavilion and install one grate cover over drain, bringing the total contract to $164,991.13. Item K, execute, receive, and file a change order number two, increasing this amount to $18,847.60. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A has been requested tabled. There's no need to reactivate the burn ban at this time. Item B, consider and possibly approve proclamation designating the week of May 9th through May 17th, 2009, as National Tourism Week. Item C, consider and possibly approve a resolution on spending of federal economic renewal grants. Item D, consider approving resolution regarding 147F industrial development bonds and authorizing the county judge to execute a certificate thereof. Item E, by addendum, we tabled that. Item F, consider the county authorizing the county judge to execute an agreement between Jefferson County and TCEQ regarding supplemental environmental project funding for the Cheek Sewer Project.
So moved.
Okay, do we have a second? Discussion. Seemed like there was, Was there anyone here to speak on the national tourism? Come on up, Dean. Bring who you have with you.
Judge Walker, County Commissioners, thank you so much for allowing us to be here with you all day for National Tourism Week. You know, I just would like to read a couple of facts. This is how it affects Jefferson County and the dollars that tourism brings to the county. These figures are from 2007. That's the latest data. Jefferson County tourism jobs, there's 4,870. Direct earnings to the county of $87 million. Local tax receipts from Jefferson County Tourism, $72,859,000. That's up about 5% from 2006. And total direct travel spending in Jefferson County was $466 million.
Thank you.
We just want everyone to realize how important tourism is to the state and Jefferson County. Thank you all very much, and thank you for all your support.
Thank you, and thank all of you for what you do to make this county a better place to live. Those are very impressive numbers, Dean. Very impressive.
County Airport. County Airport.
Where is that? Let me see. Is anyone here to speak to this federal economic renewal grant? Okay, County Airport, item A. Considering possibly approve a landlord estoppel certificate submitted and requested by Agronaut Holding Inc., an affiliate of General Motors Corporation, and the lessee of the J.K. Chevrolet Realty Improvement located at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item B, consider and possibly approve a consent to mortgage submitted and requested by Agronaut Holding, an affiliate of General Motors, and lessee of the J.K. Chevrolet Realty Improvement located at the airport.
Judge, if I may, I'd like to make the motion that both of these.
We didn't vote
last time. We didn't vote?
Oh, we didn't?
The commissioners?
Well, that would have been a bummer. Okay, any more discussion on last time? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. And that was an approval of those items under
BC&D.
Yeah. Okay. Now then, Commissioner, you are about to speak to item A and B.
Yes, sir. On advice of counsel, I'd like to make the motion that we deny items A and B, but I think it's appropriate we hear from our airport manager and Mr. Rugg concerning this rather complicated legal matter.
Who wants to go first?
I don't know, we could flip a coin. Neither one of these documents in their present form are supported by consideration that I think is probably required under Texas law to make them valid. Essentially, as I understand the documents, they involve essentially us allowing our tenant to pledge a stream of rental income to the satisfaction of a debt that I'm not sure they had a part in creating, but I know for sure we didn't have a part in creating. I have not been furnished nor told the terms of the underlying documents that created this arrangement between General Motors and the Treasury, as I understand the fundamental loan arrangement. I don't know how Argonaut fits into it. In any event, it would be at best irresponsible for us to execute these documents under the state of knowledge that we've been given at this point in time, and with the complete lack of understanding of the underlying indebtedness.
Mr. Roth?
Yes, I would concur with Mr. Ruggs' analysis of this. Just maybe a little more factual background. Argonaut is the lessee of that property that's located on the airport, and Argonaut is a subsidiary affiliate of General Motors. And this, these two documents are related to the $13.4 billion loan from the United States Treasury to General Motors. I did discuss this with the Argonaut people, and they cannot assert to me that they have a belief that there's anything in our lease document with Argonaut that requires us to do this. And that, coupled with Mr. Ruggs' analysis, I think that the, at least at this point, the appropriate thing to do would be to deny this request. I don't know that denial of the request would not result in further communication from the U.S. Treasury Department. But at least at this point, there doesn't seem to be any rational basis for us to approve these things.
Judge, if the court may, I'll second that motion to deny.
Okay, so the motion is to deny both of these?
Yes, sir.
And we have a second to that effect?
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? All in favor of denying these requests, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor, consider and approve budget transfer from MIS for additional cost for mileage in the sum of $3,000. Item B, payment of regular county bills, check number 315852 through check number 316124. Item C, by addendum, consider and possibly approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for $5,000. Item D, consider and approve budget transfer for mosquito control to replace furniture in the amount of $3,891. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion? Second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Item A, under engineering, request approval to release retainage to Airfield Improvement and Repair LLC for the taxiway D pavement repairs at the airport in the amount of $14,639. Application number 3 and final.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Treasurer, receive and file investment schedule for April 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Sheriff Department, item A, consider and possibly approve authorizing Sheriff Woods and Deputy Chief Hoff to attend the 2009 Harbor Safety Conference in Tampa, Florida from May 27th through the 29th, 2009. The expenses will be paid from the Sheriff's forfeiture account. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Have a motion, do we have a second? Have a second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And if there's nothing further.
Judge, I want to publicly, and Cindy Bloodsworth, which is our dispute resolution group, received an award this past weekend, and I know everyone emailed telling how thankful we were, but I want to let it be known they are doing a tremendous job in our dispute resolution and saving the taxpayers a lot of money for cases not going into, going to trial. So I want to make sure we publicly let her and her staff know that they're doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Anything further? All right, if there's nothing else, we will be adjourned.